Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ow! Hey, it's noon on hump day. You're halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here, and a great weekend it is. So much happening this weekend. Great college football Saturday. NFL Sunday. Ryder Cup going on if you're into that.
Where are they playing at?
Bethpage Black.
Bethpage Black.
New York.
New York, huh?
Yeah, hardest public golf course in America, they say.
The what?
The hardest public golf course in America.
Oh, okay.
There's a sign that says, warning, the black course is not, it's something like, you're not good enough, don't play this course.
Oh, really?
Basically.
Yeah. Oh, so okay.
Yeah. Kind of cool.
Kind of cool, I guess. Now, is it as hard as they say it is?
I don't know, I haven't played it.
I mean, you watch it.
It looks hard.
When's the last time they played on it?
They have majors there sometimes. That's they've had US Open
The US
there
Open there, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, all right. I'm just like, I am more, I know everybody loves Ryder Cup, but I'm not saying I don't like
fun.
The Ryder Cup. It seems like it's a fun thing. It's a fun deal. I'm more of a just individual type thing. But no, the Ryder Cup, I think basically being around you more and then around the Brian the Georgia guy.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, Brian the Georgia fan.
Yeah, y'all made me like it a little bit more. But yeah. I never paid attention to Ryder Cup.
And that's fine. Like, I'm always one of those guys with golf where it's like, I get it if people aren't into it.
Yeah.
Like, totally fine. Like, especially if you don't play. Like, I don't know how, and I know there are people that are big golf fans that don't play. It's not like, obviously, there's a lot of football fans that don't play football, a lot of basketball fans that don't play basketball. I don't understand how you could be a giant golf fan and not also play golf.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? So, for people that aren't into it, I don't argue with you. It's kind of boring to watch on TV, especially if you're not that into it. Now, I love it, and I'll be tuned in. I'm just always a little weird with the Ryder Cup where, you know, I mean, I hope the U.S. wins, but if they don't, that's fine.
Yeah.
I like the European guys
more.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
like
always,
player for player, I like the guys on the European team more.
It's been funnier these last couple years because of the hat thing and all of the other, you know, trash talk, if you want to call it that. And, you know, this year was different because you had the captain having a decision to put another guy on other than himself, which I still would have been selfish to put my damn self on.
I would have too.
But yet, you know. But yet, here we are. And like I said, the Ryder Cup, big college football weekend. What's the big NFL game this week? Oh, the Chiefs and the Ravens play this weekend.
Chiefs Ravens.
Yeah, Chiefs
Ravens. One of those two teams is going to be 1-3.
Yeah, Chiefs Ravens play this weekend. First start for Jackson Dart. We talked about that yesterday, right? Didn't it happen on our show?
Mm-hmm.
The Jackson Dart? Okay. So, yes, a whole lot of different insights as far as, you know, I saw the Houston Texans. Like, they traded. So, Chauncey Gardner is going to end up back on the Eagles, basically.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah, right? Yeah.
And it's going to work out there.
Yeah, it's going to work
like,
out.
He's, like, pretty good other places, but then when he's still Philadelphia,
yes,
he's phenomenal.
He's freaking awesome.
Yeah, he's exactly.
So, yeah, he's going to go back to the Eagles.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just curious about that. Yeah, he'll go to the
Eagles. He's like the Jesse Chavez of the Philadelphia Eagles, because this would be his third time, right? Would it be his fourth time?
I think it's third time.
Third time.
Yeah,
okay,
I think
it'd
be a third.
That doesn't happen much.
No, it does not.
Sometimes it happens in baseball, but it really doesn't happen much in football. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. Kick off the noon hour. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We had a couple quotes here from Raheem Morris's press availability today, talking about the firing of the wide receivers coach, Ike Hilliard. I know you mentioned it just earlier. Collaborative decision, performance-based.
Yes.
All right. There you have it.
Yeah.
He also said he's hopeful that A.J. Terrell will come back to practice this week.
Yes.
That's a bigger deal than any of the other stuff. If A.J. Terrell can play, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. That's
and
big hope.
They did sign a kicker to the practice squad yesterday.
So they're going to have they're going to still have competitions, I'm assuming, for this
Ben Sauls,
this kicking role,
and Parker Romo will have an open competition this week to see who kicks. So hey, fourth game we might have our third kicker.
Hey, controlled environment. They're playing indoors.
Oh yeah, they're playing
indoors.
Yep. We have a Wankster wagon for football kickers.
Might as well. The way the Falcons
got to be a new name for it.
The way the Falcons are, because you know what? Just get it right. Just get it right.
We're beyond that.
Get it right. But the thing about it is, there's so much time left if it's right. You know what I mean?
Right. You can get it right going forward.
Yeah, there is.
But we are well beyond getting it right.
We're in a situation where just get this damn thing right. All right, and so you can move on. You got your kicker, your coordinator. As Dave said, and everybody, and Ry even said it, you know, Zach being on the sideline is going to make Mike a little bit more comfortable. We talked about it yesterday. It can't get any worse because of the simple fact is that you are there. He's there. The communication
Let's
should
not
be a
say
problem.
That.
Meaning like, no.
Let's say it could get better.
It could get better. Okay. Meaning that he's down there with Mike. He's down there with the receivers. The play call can get in faster. The substitution pattern can be better. Like, all these things can be improved by having him down there. And maybe having a new receiver coach. Because usually, on every team I've ever played in, the receiver's coach has always been in charge of the personnel.
Okay.
Always been in charge of personnel grouping or saying who goes in.
So maybe that's a part of why they can't get the snap off before
maybe that
one
could
second.
Be it. Because you got – I mean, there's so many different things which you're trying to just, like – how to spin it positive, why this happened.
Sure.
But the only way this is going to be spin positive if they go produce and win.
Yeah, you can win your way out of this really easy.
Yeah.
I will just say one final sort of big picture thought on where we're at. Like, I genuinely can't believe that it's the middle of the week between week three and week four, and we're talking about, like, getting the play in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But like, it's been a problem.
Of course.
Yeah, it's been a problem.
But, like, that it's been a problem to the point where that's the conversation.
That's why.
This is a professional football
But
team.
That's why.
It's crazy.
That's why you don't wait. You get it. You just do it.
Yeah,
you don't be like, all
that's
right, you know what, let's get this. Let's do this. Let's do it on the bye week.
But
no.
It reminds me of when, like, Ritter took over at quarterback and the analysis that week was, well, he got the plays in.
Remember
good.
That? When
it's
it was
like,
New Orleans?
Shut up. Stop. All 32 of these teams play in the NFL, so they should be held to the same standard, right?
Yep.
I mean, get the play in. Like, what are we talking about? God, I don't. Anyway, it's crazy. It's genuinely crazy.
Yeah.
We're talking about bringing a guy from the booth to the field and the receiver coach and the kicker and the play clock and that kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of, like, organizational crap.
Mm-hmm. It's got to get better.
Yeah.
It's got to get better.
It can.
Yep. Yep.
It can.
Yep.
All right. Let's hear Brian Callahan talking about why he gave up play calling duties.
It's a pretty easy thing to do when it comes to trying to help the football team win and do the best thing for, you know, what the job is. I got hired to be the head coach, you know, and part of that process was being involved on offense. But my job is to be the head coach of the football team. And
that's true.
I think that this allows me to do that job a little bit better, pay more attention to some things that might require my attention and be more present. So all those things are normal. I think it's all part of, you know, where we're at. We're 0-3, and so we're trying to get better.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is that last ditch.
Yeah, it's the last move of a desperate man.
They're an awful football team. But we kind of knew that.
Yeah,
we kind of knew
that. They
kind of
were gonna be.
Yeah, they're an awful football team, and now we had some fun with it as far as you're jumping over your offensive coordinator to give the play calling duties to the quarterback coach.
Right.
Okay. He's comfortable with Cam.
Oh, right.
That's the most important thing.
Right, that's right.
Is the comfortability of your quarterback.
Got to make the quarterback comfortable.
Got to make him comfortable.
We've been talking about all week here.
Got to make the quarterback comfortable.
Make him comfortable.
Yeah, they're awful.
Yep.
They're a real bad team.
I do think Cam Ward's going to be good, though.
He has potential.
Like, yeah, I think he's got potential to be good.
He has potential.
But, yeah, that's a disaster. The Bucks brought back 400-pound defensive tackle Desmond Watson.
Yeah.
And people think it's to stop the tush push.
No.
Who? Oh, I whoa, just whoa.
I just hope that it is.
Who said that?
Well, this guy over here wrote it on the sheet, and I've seen other people say it too.
Really?
Just put it's not going to work, but how funny would it be if it was?
But I mean, you put him in Vita Vea.
Yeah.
That's a damn near 900 pounds.
That's almost 1,000 pounds of man right in the middle of that line. I don't think it's going to work, but what if it does?
But
what if they found
I'm just excited.
The human wall that can stop the tush push.
I'm excited that he got another opportunity to be on this squad. He ain't going to play no time soon. He's going to have to get down to at least 360, Andy. He's not going to get his weight down.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to get his weight down.
Sorry, my mind went to
you can't put
a different place.
You can't put him out there.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. Well, you can this weekend against the Eagles to stop the tush push.
Unbelievable. Now, if this is the case, that'd be funny as hell.
It would be amazing.
It'd be so funny.
Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I don't think that he's – I mean, they could bring him in. Would they waste a roster spot knowing how depleted they are?
Maybe.
For him? That's interesting.
For three plays.
It's interesting. It's very interesting.
I was because remember last week we had the caller that said other names for the tush push, and I had a lot of them.
Very, very interesting.
Like, what would you call the play that stopped the tush push?
Oh,
I'm not gonna say it.
Oh, thank.
But that's why I haven't been able to pay attention to what you've been saying.
Oh, you're over there.
Because I thought of a name for the play that could stop the tush push.
You're over having juvenile thoughts. Okay.
I don't even think I'm allowed to say it on the radio. But
let's not go.
I'm not gonna. But it's just funny.
Just tell me you're done.
It's very funny. I'll tell you off the air.
Write it down for me.
All right.
Just write it down for me because I'm like they're missing a lot of people. You see, Mike Evans is going to be out 3 or 4 weeks
because they call it the tush push. You just call it the play that stops it. That.
See, there you go. I know you can't say that.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I genuinely don't know what's wrong with me.
You can't say that.
I know.
Yeah. We're pretty free willing with our language here, but
I have a problem.
Yeah, we can't go.
Hey, Younghoe Koo got signed by the Giants to their practice squad.
You said it. You asked. They don't play the Giants.
Falcons don't play the Giants. This week is about
this week for the Falcons are obviously to get the win. No damn game balls. All right,
please,
Dan Quinn. Please. He got a game ball last year.
Yep.
No more game balls. Okay. Marcus freaking Mariota.
Yep.
Who I don't know. I will wait till today to see what
the noodle arm quitter himself.
Do not. Do you think he has a picture of like John Fricky with that? Because
Fricky was on the air on Monday calling him that.
You think Marcus Mariota has a picture in his locker of John Fricky with that black 92.9 The Game jacket, them jeans, and them grass cutting shoes?
I think if any 92.9 The Game personality is likely to be on the bulletin board of Marcus Mariota, it's you.
I didn't do nothing. I asked a simple question. All right. I ain't call him no names. I ain't call him no nothing.
You didn't.
He's got a photo of Fricky on the back of his door, and he's been using throwing knives for a year and a half.
That could be it. Because, I mean, that could be it.
That'd be awesome if that was actually true.
Yeah, Marcus just on there.
Noodle arm this.
Yeah,
I don't know. It hasn't been announced yet, but it does. The longer it lingers, the more it sounds like Daniel's not going to be able to play again.
Yeah, man.
This week. He'll play again.
It's going to be he has a sprained knee. You know, and his versatility, his ability to run the football, that could be detrimental. Hey, don't forget, guys, it's Thursday, tomorrow. We have a special broadcast of Dukes and Bells. They're going to be live from Loyal Tavern in Roswell. They'll be getting you ready for Thursday night football, looking ahead to the big college football and professional games this weekend. That's our guys, Dukes and Bell, 2-6 at Loyal Tavern in
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance. Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Roswell.
That's tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Today they'll be in Flowery Branch.
Today they're going to talk to Rob and a player today. Right. And so, you know, they don't hold nothing back when they talk to him.
So make sure you listen to that.
So I can't wait to listen to that conversation. 100%.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner. Continue looking ahead to what's going to be a really awesome Saturday in college football. And some big news happened yesterday as well while we were on the air and also when we got off there. So we will be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.